This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. And if the creek don't rise, there's going to be a stadium, a new football stadium on East Capitol Street in about 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Good morning, B.
What up, bro?
How you doing?
I am chilling like a villain on an island.
I don't get the island part, but that's great.
I mean, you got away. You went to island, so you don't get caught up in the stuff you were doing before.
Okay. Now I get it. Busy day today. Our friend Barstool Nate's going to join us. Our friend Thor Nystrom's going to join us. I do think today we'll kind of circle back to some draft stuff from over the weekend. Washington made 5 picks, 5 new players. I got to talk to Jalen Lane, the receiver this morning, B. Mm-hmm. Really impressive young man.
Like they do.
At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Mark Seagraves from NBC4, who's been all over the Commanders deal with the district to get back to RFK Stadium. Obviously, now the hurdle becomes the city council, and local politicians are going to do what local politicians do.
Well, they do what all politicians do.
Right.
Peacock.
Everybody wants their piece of the pie, right? Or their back scratched, whatever needs to happen.
Really? What you just said, right? The piece of the pie.
Yeah. We'll talk to Seagraves about kind of what happens next. We need to have a little baseball conversation. When we wanted to have the baseball conversation was prior to what was a pretty tough L yesterday. Are you aware of what the score was in the Nats game yesterday, B?
No.
Yes.
Well, since you're talking like that, did someone score 16 points on us? Runs?
19-5.
Oof.
The Mets scored 19 runs yesterday.
That's horrible.
This is bad.
Isn't that White Bryant's team?
That is White Bryant's team.
He walked out when you started talking about it.
Good. Now, the Nats are still playing better baseball than certainly the way they started the season, but yesterday's stuff, whatever. We're going to catch up on some baseball with Toby. Coming up in about 20 minutes. Yesterday, I got to have a conversation with Josh Harris. You're going to hear that. Some really interesting stuff talking with Josh. It's also just remarkable. I don't know that we've kind of explain this enough, B.
Uh-huh.
2 things. We're going to give away Caps tickets here in about 15 minutes. So get ready. All right. I don't think it is discussed enough. Josh Harris and his partners had to come up with $6 billion. Yeah. That was the most vetted deal in NFL history.
Yeah.
And there were certain people, there's owners of other teams decided to really nitpick this deal. They made it very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy selling the team made it very difficult.
And tried to make it worse at the end.
Right. None of this was easy. Everything went down to the wire. And they were able to get that done.
Yeah.
They were able to get the cash, get it done.
6.05.
Yo, it's not even 2 years later.
Uh-huh.
It is... That was July of 23. It's April of 25. So that's what, 22 months?
Yeah.
21 months? And these dudes are coming up with another $2.5-3 billion.
Yeah, but you know, I think this was discussed when they all came together.
Sure.
And I think as you go through the net worth of all the people, they got it. Just that they have to figure out if they wanted to do it. And I think when they purchased this team, they understand the value of it. And you also know when you get a new stadium, the value, it shoots up even more. So I truly believe that they're in a position, like this is basically what their plan was. We're going to have to build a new stadium. We buy this team. So This is what the team gonna cost. They probably came out and said, listen, man, all in probably $9 billion is what we're gonna have to do.
Right. Like I don't know that there's any surprises. Right?
No.
But still, it's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it's a commitment on a level. You know, Harris made his fortune on Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these Wall Street dudes, they're not looking for a slow burn, B. They get deals done, and they make a ton of cash,
mm-hmm.
and it's a trade, right? Like, they figure something out, act on it, make a boatload of cash right away.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's not what RFK is. That's not to suggest that RFK is not going to make them money. That's a slow burn over there.
Well, it's not necessarily a slow burn, Jay. It's like you can't build it in a day.
Right.
So they know the amount of time it's going to take to be built. But once that thing, and some of the other things around it may be built before 2030.
Sure, but like to recoup that level of investment mm-hmm. before they start making money on it, it's going to take a while. It's not an overnight thing, dude. And no matter how many Bud Lights get sold at the bar next to the arena, like it's still going to take a while. And to me, it just shows that this is about far more than an investment and getting return on that investment. This is about doing right by the city, the DMV, the community.
If you are involved with this football team, that stadium is a necessity, not necessarily just an investment. I think ultimately, you know, about time this stadium is built, they will have 2-3 years of stuff lined up, knowing what's going to be coming and how they're going to start recouping their money. You know, I think guys like Josh and Mitchell, they have been too successful too long to sit there and be in a position where, you know, they get it, then they got to figure it out. They already got it figured out. They know where they're going.
These guys don't mess around.
Yeah.
There have been no accidents in this entire process. Seagraves will let us know, because I know last night I was on Channel 4 for a while, and I feel it's funny what my role is there and then what other people's roles are.
Uh-huh.
Like, my role is to report on the football side of what it means to get back to RFK.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the football side, it is super dope. And, you know, but then, like, there are other reporters. Like, we have lots of different viewers, right?
Yep.
So, you know, Seagraves has to talk to what the politicians are going to do. And then this dude, Ted, investigates where the money's going to come from. And then Tracy's wondering what happens to Prince George's County. Like, there are a lot of other angles. And then they're like, what about you, JP? I'm like, this is dope.
You know, but I think they get excited about the information that they're going in. That's their
sure,
football.
Right.
You know, your what you're looking at seems to be just fun. And it seems like it's fun for you. But the people that go into that reporting about money, economy, other people going in about all the other stuff, that's their football. They get excited by that stuff.
Totally.
Which I can't understand, but okay, they do.
Right. I'm glad it works for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just, it is interesting because there's clearly a lot to consider. And what I try to explain from a football perspective is that, like, you know, by the time this thing gets built, most of this team won't be there. Like, that's just the reality of the life cycle of the mm-hmm. timeline
yeah.
of in the NFL. I mean, these teams kind of turn over, I don't know, 30%, 40% every season. But there is a guy that I think will be there, B. And I just, somebody asked me this question.
How many years is it from now? 25 to 30 is what?
5.
Come so on, who wears guy. Number 5?
I know.
I was doing that purposely. I know the damn numbers, Jay. It's part of my little plan.
So in 5 years.
In Jaden's years.
Jaden will be 29, which is the absolute prime of your career.
Yeah, and that's, quarterbacks are different than all the other
folks. Right. Not Jaden will be 29 years old and 2 years into a contract extension that makes him the highest paid player in the NFL.
Probably so.
Now, you know how it goes in the NFL. Like, whoever gets that designation, highest paid player, somebody resets it either the following year.
It lasts about a year or two.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's going to have it at some point.
Yeah, at least get that trophy.
Well, dude.
You know what I mean?
Think about that draft class. Bo Nix looks pretty damn good. I thought Mike Penix, now it was a short sample, but yeah. I thought he looked pretty mm-hmm. good. There are people in Chicago that will tell you that, that Caleb looked really good. Yeah. There are people in New England that will tell you that Drake May looked really good. That could be a lot of dudes getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Because the window opens for all of them on the same day.
It does.
You know, I got to get, you know Scott McBrien, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he gave me his quarterback rankings of who he thought would do best based on the situation they got drafted into.
Was he right?
Yes. He had Jaden and then Nix, which was pretty surprising. He was not high on Caleb. I'm curious what he thinks this year.
He has to get better on schedule, or he's going to always have that little issue.
Everybody's convinced it's just going to be great with the first-time head coach, play caller.
Not necessarily, because as a quarterback, you get stuck in the way you do things. You know what I mean? And that coach has to be able to say, look, man, when that back foot hit, ball comes out. And you might have to tell him in preseason and in camp, I don't care if you throw interceptions. Let it go. Eventually, you figure it out. But if you do everything, you drop back, you set, you start the run, your receiver's going to get a little upset, and the timing is going to be off on everything. And you put more pressure on yourself. So I think if he ever gets that throwing things on schedule, he's going to be special, man. Because he has a strong enough arm.
He's got
and he's athletic
it.
Enough.
Yeah. And he can make. He has a knack for plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a knack for big plays, which is I think some quarterbacks have that innate ability or they don't. I had somebody ask me this, though. Like, if last year was year two of Sam Howell and they went 7-10, you think RFK is happening?
I think RFK is going to happen because the new ownership came in.
Yeah.
I think that it seems a lot more festive because you have a quarterback and the other stuff. But I think the business aspect of that is going forward, no matter who the quarterback is.
I tend to agree with you, B. Okay. Caps play game 5 tomorrow night, April 30th, 7 o'clock. B's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Chance to close this thing out. I'd prefer if they just close this thing out. I think Carolina's going to close out their series, and I don't think you really want to have your opponent with fresher legs than you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love, and this could be an enterprising listener. This could be why Brian left. I mean, why Brian been hanging out with Jeff too much. He's just starting to leave. He's starting to leave during work. Jeff is here. Jeff and or Landfill, if you guys want to figure this out, I can't get an answer on this.
On what?
If I think the Canes play tonight. If the Canes and the Caps both clinch, do they start playing right away, or do they have to wait for all the other series?
Don't they have the timing of the different series popped up?
I try to find it. I can't. I don't know, Brian.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think they'll start immediately. I really don't.
Well, that sucks. I don't know. The whole Western Conference is at least 2-2. The whole Eastern Conference is 3-1. Does the East have to wait for the West? I'm telling you, you can't find it. It's a ghost.
It may be.
At least,
or they may be able to just as my, it goes.
In my very brief cursory search, there was one ball game I needed to point out. Listen, the Nats took a rough loss yesterday. That said, they had an incredible come-from-behind win on Sunday. They're fine on the season. I ain't mad at the Nats. Yesterday was kind of embarrassing, but is what it is. There was a game that was played last night, Brian. Dodgers in the Heat.
No.
The result of this series, and particularly this game, Game 4, should lead to the direct abolition of the play-in tournament. Miami was so outclassed in this game. It was a freaking joke.
You didn't have to wait that long to figure that out, Jay. When they're making them
play a four-game series.
When the other team lost 131-80, that's when you should have figured out the play-in shouldn't be there. They lost by the first game. They lost by 51 points. What was it on Memphis from Oklahoma City? They lost by 51 points. If you lose by 51 points in the playoffs, you should not be in the playoffs.
Well, sir, may I present to you a 55-point loss?
They shouldn't be in playoffs.
Dude, 138-83 was the final. And perhaps more importantly, you know how I like to find the exact low point, the lowest point of the Ron Rivera era was when they were down 27-3 to the Bears at halftime on Thursday night at home, I add. Okay? Do you know what the score was last night at halftime of this game?
What was it?
72-33.
Bro, hold on.
An NBA team scored 33.
They were swept.
Yes.
See, but that is a lot of people's fault because everyone talking about, oh, they want more, they want more. You know what? You need to let these teams know you don't want more. Like, now, listen, we have
the only people that want more of that, the only people that want that product, the play-in and all that nonsense, are the owners because it's more money.
Well, fans need to let them know. If teams are going to be losing, the NBA should be embarrassed right now because they had two teams lose by over 50 points in a damn playoff. When you lose, when it's that lopsided, then that just told you that other team does not belong.
Abolish the play-in. Just get rid of it. Like, we don't. What, here's. People get confused about being an NBA hater. I am in no way an NBA hater. I love the NBA. When the games are good, I love it.
Right? But, like in what the Warriors are doing to the Rockets
sure.
right now.
And I stayed up way too late.
Stupid ass Dylan Brooks.
Dude, that guy's such a loser. I stayed up way too late last night watching basketball. Like, I love the NBA. But what
tried to watch it till the eyes got heavy.
What the NBA does is have far too much bad product out there. You don't need to expand like the in-season tournament. Get out of here.
Yeah, that is unnecessary.
Have good basketball.
The
play-in tournament is awful.
Do you think in 20 years we're going to be discussing the midway champions?
No.
Yeah, man. The Lakers won that one in the middle of the year. Remember that?
The Cavaliers scored 33 points in a half. I'm sorry, the Heat, rather, scored 33 points in a half.
That's horrible.
Of playoff basketball.
That's horrible.
God awful. But Rockets Warriors was dope. Here is what is really cool. We are giving away Caps Game 5 tickets today, every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. You got a lot of chances to win, including right now. Be caller 9 to 800-636-1067, and you win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. Wednesday, April 30th against Montreal at Cap One Arena. That's tomorrow night, folks, 7 o'clock. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. Listen at 11:20 for another chance to win. Caller number 9, 800-636-1067.